Aileen Holt Gramley, and my father was the Reverend Turner Holt. And he came to visit me one day in around about 1948. I know that because it was when my oldest daughter was a toddler. We were watching her play and we were talking, and he said, you know, there's something I want to tell you. He said, I think that someone in my family should know about this besides me. And I was sworn to secrecy by my cousin Cordell Hull, who was Secretary of State under Roosevelt. And he said, I just feel that I should tell you so that someone in the family would know. And so he told me about going to Washington for a conference, I think it was called, and of ministers of all denominations from all over the country. And he was a representative from this area, and why he was chosen is probably because Cordell Hull put his name in the box, because wouldn't be very likely that anyone in Washington would have picked a preacher from a little town like Shenandoah. and so while he was there, I'm not sure how they got together, but he and his cousin Cordell Hull, I think it was third or fourth cousin,
something like that, yeah. but related,
yeah,
through the Riley family.
Yeah, and he got together with him at the State Capitol building. That's where Cordell wanted him to be. I don't know if they went to lunch first or if they just met there. And Cordell said that he wanted to show him something. And he said, but you have to swear that you'll never, ever tell anybody. And so Dad did. And so they started down, down, down in the building. And finally, my dad said, where are we going anyway? And Cordell said, well, you'll see. And they went down through the regular basement into a sub-basement. And
so it was in the Capitol building.
In the Capitol building. And so anyway, when they got down there, well, there was kind of a long hallway they went through that was lighted, but nothing off to the side in any rooms were lighted. And so when they got to where they were going, Cordell opened the door and he reached in and switched on the light, and he said, now this is something really strange that is down here. And there were, I don't recall whether it was three or four, but there was these large jugs, that glass jugs that were on some kind of a stand that had these little people in them. And he said, well, they were like people, but they weren't. And I said, what do you mean? He says, well, they had all the same things that we have, but he said, well, he said, it seemed to me like their heads were a little too large for their body, and their eyes were shut, but I think their eyes were bigger than ours. And I said, well, how tall were they? And he said, oh, I don't really know. And I said, well, 6 feet? Oh, no. So we kind of went back and forth on how tall they were, and finally settled on about 4 foot tall. And so then Cordell Hull called his attention to some kind of a machine that he said was a flying machine of some sort. And Dad said, well, it doesn't have wings. And this is, of course, about right around 1935. And
excuse me, wasn't it wrecked? Wasn't a machine?
Yeah, it was in pieces.
A wreck.
And Dad said that there was really, really pretty shiny, like silver, but he said it wasn't anything that he'd ever seen before. So he couldn't say what kind of material it was. And So Cardell said, yeah, but just lift this. And Dad said, that looks heavy. And so Carter went with his fingers on the edge of it, and it was very lightweight. And so they talked about that a little bit. And then, as far as I know, Cardell didn't explain anything to him. He just wanted him to see it. And then they left, and that was what Dad told me. And I don't recall that he said ever said anything again about it. And I didn't ask him anything. Looking back on it, I don't know why, but I didn't.
And when did you hear the story?
It was around 1948, yeah. Because that was when Eloise was okay.
Lucille, when did you first hear?
Okay.
When did you hear the story? Did he tell you about the same time?
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't remember when it was. I was young.
Uh-huh.
And she's told it just the way it is.
And he approached you with the same thing, that this is a story that somebody should know?
He thought somebody eventually should know about this, about the creatures he saw. Now, I remember his saying, three glass jars. He referred to them as creatures in them. He didn't say people or animals. He said creatures that he had never seen before.
And he only told you the story one time?
Oh, yes, only once. Yeah. And because I think he sort of had a guilty conscience that he had promised not to tell, but as time went on, he realized that somebody should know about this, you know. And at the time, there was a sub-basement in the Capitol building, we have found out since.
Yeah.
And now it's something else. Railroads down there or something else.
I think it's a bomb shelter or something for the people in the Senate and Congress.
Okay. And he did definitely mention the year 1935. Was he sure of the year?
No, he didn't mention the year, but it was when Cardell was Secretary of State under Roosevelt, and the letters I have are dated 1935, and that was when he was in Washington.
Okay.
So that's the only way we know. At the time, neither one of us realized that there was anything
we didn't know it was going to be important.
That's right. No reason to remember, you know.
Yes. Okay, and the last question, and then you can leave. Can you describe why you wrote the letter? How did that came about?
Myself. I felt somebody should know about this. It's as I grew older and maybe hopefully got a little more sense in my head, I thought, this is something that is very important. And hearing about the Roswell thing and other things, I thought, this galaxy we live in, the Milky Way, is huge, and there has to be a lot of life in it. This was my thought, and I thought, for that reason, someone should know about this. This is a big galaxy, and there are many other galaxies. However, getting from one galaxy to another certainly seems impossible, but from one solar system in this galaxy, it could be possible with advanced civilizations much more advanced than ours, because we're way out at the edge, and some of those that are more interior might be much more advanced. That was my thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I must tell somebody this.
And so you wrote to...
I forget who I wrote to. Jones.
Was it the Center for UFO Studies in Chicago?
Hynek? Yeah. I got information on who the person would be from my son, who is a scientist.
Okay.
And a Harvard graduate and a scientist. And he didn't want us to tell it because he thought we could get into a really jumbled mess. But we were telling the truth.
Yeah.
And the truth always, it doesn't get you in trouble unless you committed a crime, you know.
Okay.
And so anyhow, I just felt this must be told, because the Roswell thing made me think something is going on, and I think the reason Dad was appointed to this committee in Washington on called World Order. And the thing was that they were afraid that we would be invaded by a lot of these so-called creatures, and that goodness only knows what would happen. And Dad's job around in this area was to calm people down and help people cope, and yes. And find other people who could help, other ministers and whoever could help cope with an invasion from outer space or from one of these other solar systems. And that was why I wrote the letter. I thought, this really needs to be told. Something has happened.
And what has been the reaction since you, this is many years ago you wrote the letter, correct?
I can't remember just what.
And what kind of reaction have you gotten in terms of?
Well, very guarded reaction from people, which is understandable. Most people don't believe it,
yeah.
You know. And that's understandable too. Mm-hmm. But if you're a scientist or a scientific minded, you realize that there has to be a lot of life out there of one kind or another. And a lot of it could be a lot smarter than we are. Most of it probably is, you know. And that's my thought. This ought to be general knowledge, because we might have to, who knows, we might have to defend ourselves. But the great huge distances make it unlikely.
Yeah.
I don't think we have anything to worry about because of distances. And certainly, I think we have nothing to worry about from other galaxies,
yeah.
But perhaps from ours.
From our own.
But my knowledge is so limited that just knowing about the Roswell thing and then about what my father saw, and he was a very honest man, had all his faculties, and he was also a very intelligent man. Very, very intelligent.
And when did your father pass away?
It's been, in 66.
Yeah, I was saying the 60s, but I don't remember exactly.
In 66, in February of 66. And it's been a long time now. And,
yes.
And he wasn't very old. He got leukemia.
Okay.
And acute leukemia and died from that.